Never has so much advice been delivered to one leader ahead of a meeting with another. Micheál Martin has politicians past and present, government handlers, even body language experts telling him how to handle President Donald Trump when they meet in the White House on Wednesday. The Taoiseach is already in the United States or on his way to the United States for what is a most important week in Irish-American relations. Some might say that glory days of that warm friendship were best demonstrated during the Clinton era when there was partying and song, but also the very serious business of peace building. Neil O'Dowd, the founder of IrishCentral.com, was there through much of that time and joins me now from New York. You're welcome to the programme, Neil.
Thank you very much.
Last week, when Donald Trump was designating March as Irish America Heritage Week, did he show that transactional side of his personality? You know, he was saying Irish American voters are great people and then they voted for me in large numbers. Is that a key to this man's personality?
It's the complete key. I mean, he's he's very much a hibernophile, if you put it that way. He interacted with the Irish community in New York a lot when he was a major real estate developer because the Irish were very big in construction. He obviously loves to go back to Ireland and play golf there in County Clare. And the Irish Americans won to him. He won their vote by about 52% to 47% in the recent election. So he's relatively well known in the Irish community before he became president. And it's always been a positive relationship from his point of view that this is the community that, as you say, on a transactional basis has come true for him. So.
You will have known him and come across him during those years in New York. So if it is this personality of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, does Micheál Martin need to come to the Oval Office bearing more than a gift of shamrock?
Well, you know, Micheál Martin, this isn't his first rodeo. And I'm sure that Donald Trump would be no more of a challenge to him after how many years he's been in politics. He's not difficult to read. The British Prime Minister and the French Prime Minister, French President, had him perfectly. You basically kowtow to him up to a certain extent. You get him to agree with what you're saying, and it's all a very gentle and negotiating process where he is firmly at the centre of everything. And if you remember that, then that's the most important message. But I don't foresee it as a huge problem. But what I think is most significant is that in a week that the US will be conducting negotiations between Ukraine and Russia, Hamas, various international bodies, talking about tariffs, in one of the busiest weeks of any president ever had, that they have set aside the full day on Wednesday for the Irish activities, which is the most significant thing in itself.
Not to be underestimated.